Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Geological Survey reports an extremely strong earthquake measuring 7.9 struck Nepal today. Reuters also reporting at least two people have been killed. And officials say dozens of others are reporting to hospitals with broken limbs as well as other injuries. And witnesses are saying tremors were felt far away from the capital, Kathmandu, as we hear now from VOA's Steve Herman.
This quake was felt over a wide area. It was also felt over much of India, including the capital, New Delhi, and even people have evacuated buildings in New Delhi from the aftershocks that are shaking the region right now. The earthquake was also felt in the small Himalayan country of Bhutan. A friend of mine was on an airplane at Bagdogra Airport in West Bengal. She was about to take off, and she said that the quake shook that plane there. So it's covered a very wide area, and from a quake of this magnitude, we can expect significant devastation and casualties.
That is VOA Steve Herman reporting. President Obama reiterated his regrets Friday for the deaths of two hostages and a U.S. counterterrorism operation.
But the one thing I wanted everybody to know, because I know you, because I work with you, because I know the quality of this team, is that we all bleed when we lose an American life.
Speaking in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, President Obama's comments came a day after he announced the deaths of two hostages who were being held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department spokesperson Colonel Steve Warren says tensions in the Arabian Sea have lessened over the prospect of Iranian ships delivering weapons to Houthi rebels in Yemen. An Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen changed course, now appears to be returning to Iran. UN says civilian casualties in Yemen have mounted since the start of a Saudi-led bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels in Aden, Sana'a, and other parts of Yemen. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressing support on Friday for the Saudi-led airstrikes as long as the rebels persist in attacking Yemeni government forces. Italian police arrested nine suspected terrorists and were hunting for nine others Friday in a crackdown on a group believed to be linked to the deadly attacks in Pakistan and possibly a plot to attack the Vatican. Police say the subjects of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the al-Qaeda terror network, and that one of their reputed goals was to trigger an uprising against the Pakistani government. Thousands of people and several world leaders gathered in Armenia Friday to mark the 100th anniversary of the World War I killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. Armenia refers to the killing of the up to 1.5 million as genocide. Turkey accepts that many Christian Armenians were killed in the fighting during the war, but denies it amounted to genocide. Actor and U.N. refugee envoy Angelina Jolie Pitt spoke to the Security Council on Friday of the suffering of Syrian refugees. She met many of them during her visits to the region. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting from the U.N.
Jolie Pitt scolded the Security Council for its political divisions and lack of action to resolve the crisis.
The Security Council has powers to address these threats to international peace and security, but those powers lie unused. The problem is not lack of information. We know in excruciating detail what is happening in Yarmouk, in Aleppo, in Homs. The problem is lack of political will.
The Security Council has seen four vetoes from Russia, supported by China, of measures that might have helped halt the conflict and the humanitarian disaster it has created. More than 220,000 Syrians have been killed since 2011, among them some 10,000 children. Nearly 4 million Syrians have become refugees. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
You can get more on this story and the quake in Nepal by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.